Hi, Rohit. This is about Rishabh and Shreyas. They have been looked at as a next line of batsmen who will be core to our middle order over there. And there have been a lot of eyes on them, how they go about their business. As a senior player who has established himself in the team right now, what would be your advice for them both to get them established in the squad, and how do they go about it in terms of decision making or how they conduct themselves?
Yeah, both of them very talented, have great abilities in whatever they do. And yes, definitely the future of Indian cricket for sure. And they have proved it whenever they played for their franchisee. Domestic cricket, they're just trying to make their mark in international cricket. Rishabh has been part of the team for a year or two now. Shreyas as well has been part in and out of the team. But now he looks pretty much settled for a while. He's done well in the ODI format. Trying to make a mark in T20. All I would tell them is just understand their game, you know, which is very, very important in whatever format you play, because understanding of your game is very, very important. And, you know, feeling confident about yourself is very important. You know, and I think they're working hard towards their game. So I don't see any reason why they can't get the results on the ground. You know, they have everything what is required to be successful at the international level. They work really hard on their games. And yes, at the same time, they're learning also. They are very new to the setup. They're learning every game. And, you know, with experience, in a year or two, you will see them, you know, batting differently. Now, you know, all we want them to is just go out there and enjoy and be fearless. You know, that is what the message would be from my side, because as a young player, when you're coming into the squad, that is what you look forward to. You know, having that freedom from the management, and that is what we are here to assure them, that you have all the backing that you need, you have all the freedom that you need. So just go out there and express yourself, and that is when these players like this, you know, give you the best performance.
Let's keep it here. In the previous match, there were adequate balls and there were ample runs to score to make you finish it 100, but you were 15 runs short in the last game. So are you a bit disappointed not to make 100 in your 100 T20 international?
I'm happy to win the game on my 100th game. I was not looking to score 100. I was looking to win the game, and we won the game. So I'm really, really happy for that.
Sometimes when a keeper makes a mistake, it can look really magnified. The keepers in the game, every ball. And last match, Rishabh had that stumping of Litton Das that wasn't meant. So, what did you or what did the team say to him afterwards, and how do you kind of ensure that he does not take too much pressure?
I see, like, you know, there's a lot of talk happening about Rishabh Pant every day, every minute. I just feel that he needs to be allowed to do what he wants to do on the field. And, you know, I would request everyone to just keep your eyes away from Rishabh Pant for a while. You know, he's a young guy who, at probably, 21, 22 now, you know, trying to make his mark in international cricket. Every move he makes on the field, people start talking about him. And I think it's not fair. I think, you know, we should just allow him to play his cricket, which actually he also wants. And yes, focus on him a lot more when he's doing good things also, you know. Not just the bad things. He's kept well. He's learning every game, like I've been mentioning through the start. And yes, you know, he's just trying to do whatever the team management wants him. He's a very fearless cricketer. And we want him to have that freedom. And if you guys just keep your eyes a little bit away from him, it'll allow him to perform even better.
Rohit, last game being true betting threat, India dominating most. So in the crucial match, what kind of wicket do you expect?
I have not seen the wicket yet. I probably will, after I finish the conference, I'll go and see the wicket. But Nagpur generally also is a very good track to bat, very good track to play cricket actually. You know, it assists the bowlers a little bit also, if you're bowling in the right channels, if you're wearing the pace. Even the Rajkot pitch, we saw there was something in for the bowlers. When we were bowling, our spinners, especially when they were bowling, they were getting a lot of turn. The ball was stopping. In T20 cricket, it's all about variation, your skill level. That is very, very important. And I think we displayed that in the last game pretty well. You know, to restrict them to that score was a great effort from our entire bowling unit, because the way they started off, they were actually, I think, 55, 56 in the first 6 overs. And then in the next 14 overs, they got 100 runs, you know, which shows that, you know, we've got quality spinners who can bowl in the middle overs and, you know, slow the run rate down. And that's exactly what happened. So the pitch doesn't really matter. If you have skills, if you have variations in your armory, I think, you know, any pitch you play will look as good as any other pitch.
Captain, despite losing the first game, India have bounced back very strongly in Rajkot, particularly in the middle overs and the slow overs against Bangladesh. And also, batting was very powerful. So, do you think before the third game, India are clear favourite again to win the series?
No, see, we don't believe in that. We don't believe in favoritism at all. We just want to go out there and be at our best. You know, that is how you win games, not by having a tag of being favorites. You have to be good on that particular day, because we've seen in T20 format especially, whichever team is good on that particular day wins the game. Bangladesh were good on the first day of the series and they won the game. We were good in the second game, we won the game. So we have to be good on that particular day. We have to be better than the opposition. No matter what records you have in the past, what you have done in the past, it doesn't matter at all. You have to be at it on that particular day. Make sure your skills are very well sorted in order to take the game forward. And that's what we believe in, and that will be the talk with the team as well. We have to be good on that particular day, understand what each individual needs to do on that day. And if we manage to do that, I think we'll be okay on that particular day.
How important is Chahal to this T20 team, considering the World Cup next year, and considering that he was not there in the last T20 season? He's come back and taken wickets in the middle of
Yeah, like everyone else, every other member in the squad, Chahal is an important cog in the wheel, in our wheel. This is a very, very, very new unit, I would say. You know, every time you see a new player comes into play, but Chahal for the past 2 years have been extremely, extremely consistent with how he has performed with white ball cricket. You know, even the ODI format, he's done really well for us. T20 format especially, this is the format which got him all the recognition, moving forward. He came through the IPL, bowled well in the IPL, and then, you know, his performance got recognized, and then he was picked for the Indian team in the ODI format. And since then, he's been one of the important members of the squad. He's proved that, in this series, how important he can be in those middle overs. The reason I say that is because he understands his bowling really well. He knows exactly what he's trying to do, and he exactly knows what the batsman is trying to do. So he's basically, trying to stay ahead of the game, ahead of the batsman batting there. So that makes him, a little more challenging for any batsman. So I think he has understood that really well, and he's got variation, he's got skills. And if you have that in this format, I definitely think that you will succeed, and that's what he has done. He has used his skill levels very well in the middle overs, even in the power play. He has bowled a few overs, he's bowled really well, and he's not afraid to bowl even in the end. I used him in the 18th over as well, and he bowled pretty well in that over as well. So he gives us so much flexibility with his bowling skills. So that allows me also to maneuver all the other bowlers around him.
Last two. Yeah.
Rohit, your performance against Bangladesh was outstanding. So Bangladesh becoming your favorite team, as we see, and they take you as a threat, but they can't resist you. What's the mystery behind it?
Sorry, say again.
Your performance always against Bangladesh always outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
They also know that, and they take you as a great threat, but they can't resist you. But behind the mystery,
restrict me.
Okay. What's the mystery behind it? Your performance against Bangladesh.
If I say what's the mystery, they will know, and they will restrict me. So I don't want to reveal that. I always love playing against all the opposition. It's just not Bangladesh. I'm here to play cricket and I'm here to enjoy my cricket. It's a great opportunity, great honor to play and represent your country. I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Last game you played outstanding innings. How are you expecting to show your skills here as well?
Sorry?
Last game you played outstanding innings.
Yes.
That's cool. Are you expecting to play here also?
I would love to. I would love to.
Final one.
इनएक्सपीरियंस है थोड़ा तो यही टाइम है उनको सीखने के लिए. हम हमेशा बोलते हैं कि डोमेस्टिक क्रिकेट खेलना चाहिए, डोमेस्टिक क्रिकेट खेलना चाहिए और सीखना चाहिए. बट मैं समझता हूँ कि जब तक आप इंटरनेशनल क्रिकेट नहीं खेलोगे तब तक आपको समझ में नहीं आएगा कि आप कहाँ पर खड़े हो एज अ बॉलर. तो आई थिंक ये सारे बॉलर बॉलिंग ग्रुप के लिए ये बहुत अच्छा चैलेंज है, क्योंकि आप एक इंटरनेशनल टीम के सामने खेल रहे हो और वो इंटरनेशनल टीम हमेशा आपको चैलेंज करेगी. उनके बैट्समैन आपको हमेशा चैलेंज करेगी, शॉट्स खेलेंगे, आपको प्रेशर में डालेंगे. तो ये सारी चीज़ें जब होगी तभी ये हमारे सारे बॉलर उभर कर आएंगे, क्योंकि जब तक आपको प्रेशर में नहीं डाला जाएगा तब तक आपको समझ में नहीं आएगा कि आपकी बॉलिंग कहाँ पर है. तो आई थिंक ये सारे बॉलर्स जो खेल रहे हैं उनके लिए काफ़ी अच्छा टाइम है सीखने के लिए और समझने के लिए कि एज अ बॉलर वो कहाँ खड़े हैं और उनकी बॉलिंग कहाँ है इस वक्त. क्योंकि हमने काफ़ी देखा है ये फॉर्मेट में, जब आप एक दो मैच आपका खराब हो जाता है, आप प्रेशर में आ जाते हो, तो आपसे स्किल्स जो है, आपके जो स्किल्स है वो एग्जीक्यूट नहीं होते. बट यही टाइम है और यही मौका है इन बॉलरों को कि अपना बॉलिंग समझना और जो स्किल्स है वो फियरलेसली एग्जीक्यूट करना, ये बहुत ज़रूरी है. और यही फॉर्मेट खेल के, यही टूर्नामेंट्स खेल के वो सीखेंगे. तो इसीलिए हम इतने जल्दी ये जो बॉलिंग लाइनअप है इन पर ज़्यादा हम इसीलिए इतना जल्दी बात नहीं कर सकते, क्योंकि अभी ये लड़के 5-10 मैच खेले हुए लोग हैं. इनको और मैचेस खेलने पड़ेंगे और मैचेस खेल के ही सीखेंगे. सारे अच्छे अच्छे बॉलर, सारे अच्छे अच्छे बैट्समैन इस दौर से गुजरे, उनको पता है कि पहले दूसरे साल में ही आपको सक्सेस इतना जल्दी नहीं मिलेगा. आपको वेट करना पड़ेगा, पेशेंस रखना पड़ेगा, आपके स्किल्स पर आपको भरोसा दिखाना पड़ेगा, तब जाके आपको आगे रिजल्ट्स मिलेगा. तो आई थिंक यही मैसेज हमने बॉलरों को दिया है. अगर रिजल्ट्स आपको मिलते पहले साल में, दूसरे साल में, अच्छी बात है, बट अगर नहीं भी मिलते तो आपको वेट करना चाहिए, पेशेंस रखना चाहिए और सीखना चाहिए. तो आई थिंक आई एम वेरी श्योर कि ये सारे बॉलर्स इन सारे गेम्स, इन सारे चीज़ों से काफ़ी सीख प्राप्त कर रहे हैं.
थैंक यू.